NVIDIA's Ising pitch is really about quantum's classical control plane. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff, NVIDIA's World Quantum Day launch is an infrastructure play. On the Ising product page, NVIDIA describes Ising calibration as a 35 billion parameter vision language model for interpreting calibration plots, and Ising decoding as two compact 3D CNN models, roughly 0.9 million and 1.8 million parameters, designed to sit in front of Pi matching in a hybrid QEC pipeline. That matters, because NVIDIA is positioning Ising alongside CUDA-Q, SUDA-Q QEC, CUDIC Realtime, and NVQ Linked. The message is straightforward. NVIDIA wants the classical side of a quantum computer to look a lot more like an accelerated AI system. Why calibration and decoding are the first targets? Calibration and QEC decoding are obvious first targets because both are classical bottlenecks. As qubit counts rise, calibration becomes an operations problem, not just a physics problem. NVIDIA published QC Evil on Hugging Face, which at least makes the calibration task and its 243 benchmark items inspectable outside the launch copy. The decoding side matters even more for supercomputing readers. Fault-tolerant quantum systems will need a classical stack that can keep up with syndrome generation in real time. NVIDIA's narrower claim is not that AI replaces decoding, but that GPU inference can prune or structure the workload fast enough to make the downstream classical path more practical. The benchmark story is real, but it is also NVIDIA-defined. The numbers are real, but the framing needs context. NVIDIA's QC Level paper puts Ising calibration 1 at a 74.70-shot average across 243 samples, 87 scenario types, and 6 question categories. It scores 3.27% above Gemini 3.1 Pro, 9.68% above Claude Opus 4.6, and 14.5% above GPT 5.4. Those margins are meaningful if the benchmark is meaningful, but QCal Evil is NVIDIA's benchmark, built with Northwestern and Fermilab, not a long-established community standard, and the comparison models are general purpose. None were fine-tuned for quantum calibration. Beating them on a domain-specific task is expected. NVIDIA also says the calibration model trained on data spanning superconducting qubits, quantum dots, ions, neutral atoms, and electrons on helium. If it generalizes across qubit modalities, that's a big deal. QCal Evol doesn't appear to test cross-modality generalization, though, so the claim outpaces the evidence. The decoder numbers need the same care. NVIDIA's tech blog reports the fast model, approximately 912,000 parameters, plus Pi matching runs 2.5 times faster and 1.11 times more accurate than Pi matching alone at D equal to 13, P equal to 0.003. The accurate model, approximately 1.79 parameters, plus Pi matching runs 2.25 times faster and 1.53 times more accurate at the same settings. The 3 times more accurate headline figure comes from a different regime, D equal to 31, P equal to 0.003. These are hybrid pipeline numbers, an AI pre-decoder feeding Pi matching, not AI replacing classical decoding. NVIDIA's decoder paper confirms this architecture. For comparison, AlphaQubit 2 claimed sub-microsecond decoding at D equal to 11, with higher accuracy than leading real-time decoders, and also demonstrated the first real-time color code decoding, a code family Ising doesn't address yet. The results are credible. They're also regime-specific, self-benchmarked, and a long way from a solved production control stack. The big play is the control stack. NVIDIA's quantum story has been moving down the stack in stages. If they succeed, every quantum hardware vendor becomes a CUDA customer. CUDA-Q gave NVIDIA a programming layer for hybrid jobs. CUDA-Q QQC and CUDIC Realtime extend it into error correction and real-time orchestration. NVQ2 Link adds the interconnect, up to 400 gigabytes per second throughput, sub-4 microsecond FPGA GPU Figier latency. Ising is the AI layer meant to make those loops work. Open weights lower the adoption barrier. But the models are optimized for NVIDIA GPUs. The training framework depends on QQuantum, the real-time path runs through CUDA-Q QC and NVQ Link, and the deployment recipes target GB300 hardware. Open models is the on-ramp. The CUDA ecosystem is the destination. The partner signals reflect this. IQM is using Ising for agentic calibration, tied to CUDA-Q and NVQ Link integration. QCTRL plugs Ising into its own autonomy stack and reports NVQ Link cut classical latency by 50 times in recent tests. Inflection integrated Ising decoding into leakage-aware neutral atom simulations. AeroQ and Conductor describe a proof-of-concept autonomous lab workflow on real electron on helium hardware. But early. Most evidence points to calibration automation, integration work, simulations or proof-of-concept workflows, not production fault-tolerant systems. The question quantum hardware vendors should be asking: once NVIDIA's control stack is in the critical path, how easy is it to swap out? About that world's first claim, NVIDIA's news release calls Ising the world's first open source quantum AI models. Two parts of that claim deserve a closer look. First is doing a lot of work here. Open source calibration tooling like Kibakal already exists. So do open neural decoder repos and published neural network decoder research. These are research tools, not packaged model families with training frameworks. So NVIDIA has a narrow point. Ising does appear to be the first pre-trained open-weight model family built for quantum calibration and QEC decoding. But NVIDIA isn't the first to apply AI to these problems. Google DeepMind's AlphaQubit 2 demonstrated sub-microsecond neural decoding for surface codes to distance 11, a result comparable to, and in some respects stronger than, what Ising decoding claims at similar code distances. AlphaQubit 2's weights aren't public, so it doesn't contradict the open qualifier. It does undercut any suggestion Ising broke new ground on the AI side. Open source is also doing a lot of work. The Ising decoding training framework ships under Apache 2. That's open source. The model weights ship under the NVIDIA Open Model License, which is permissive but not OSI approved. Open weights under a vendor license and open source are different things. The article doesn't flag this, and NVIDIA's press materials blur the line. What SCN readers should watch next? The real question is whether NVIDIA can make AI inference part of the classical plumbing of a quantum computer in a way that hardware vendors actually adopt. If that happens, Ising will matter less as a model brand than as evidence that GPUs, CUDA-Q, real-time QEC software, and NVQ Link are converging into a control stack that quantum vendors build around. The next proof point will be evidence that vendors can integrate these models into live control workflows without breaking latency, cost, or operational complexity. For now, the takeaway is simpler. NVIDIA is no longer selling quantum mostly as simulation and hybrid programming. With Ising, it is trying to put accelerated AI directly inside calibration and error correction, where the classical bottlenecks of fault tolerance will either break quantum systems or make them useful.